According to the Violence Policy Center, there are 11 murder-suicides in America each week. Well, this week on the Shame Free Life podcast, we're going to have an up-close and personal vital discussion concerning one wedding, two funerals, the ministry of mental health. Let's talk.
Today is about the power of you.
We can be whatever we dream.
You're locked into another episode of 15 Minutes of Shame. Each week, we'll help you rebuild your life one brick at a time by addressing real life issues from a practical and biblical perspective.
I had to believe in myself like never before.
This is the Shame Free Radio Show.
Finding a solution to become the greatest.
And now your host, minister, author, grief and trauma support specialist, Dr. Ronald Zion Roseboro.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are, coast to coast around the globe. You're locked inside of another installment on the Shame Free Life Radio Podcast. I am your host, Ronald Zion. It's a pleasure to be back with you under these circumstances. But before we jump into the title, I want to take a quick commercial break and we are going to get right into the discussion of this hour. Have you considered continuing your education? Or do you find yourself like so many, sidetracked by life, fear, or maybe even excuses? Well, I've come to tell you that there is absolutely no perfect time than right now. Time is ticking away. So get your degree today. Rehoboth International Bible College is an accredited university designed to meet your higher biblical education needs. Simply go to RehobothInternationalBibleCollege.com or call 866-235-0812 extension 0. You are an investment, so it is past time for you to reap the dividends. Rehoboth International Bible College. Have you ever felt alone and life is out of control? Perhaps like a sailboat at sea in the midst of a tsunami. Well, you're not alone. Here at the Shame Free Life LLC, we offer services in trauma recovery, crisis intervention, and empowerment coaching. We operate in integrity, confidentiality, empathy, with coaching ethics. Contact us at theshamefreelife.com. Or email us at contact@theshamefreelife.com. You may not be responsible for your injury, but you are responsible for your healing. Let us help you rebuild your life one brick at a time, because your life begins when you say so. We're back. I don't know how many of you have heard the story, the tragic story that prompted this particular podcast on this evening, One Wedding, Two Funerals, the Ministry of Mental Health. The story of the Burns family, Kiana and Ronnell Burns. I'm going to read to you for those who have not heard of this tragic story of this power couple in Atlanta, or those who have heard bits and pieces of it, just fragmented versions, or those who have. I'm going to read straight from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's article dated November the 16th of this year of 2021. So the article heading is Sandy Springs Entrepreneurs Found Dead in Apparent Murder-Suicide. Here's the article. A husband and wife who had recently moved to Atlanta area to expand their businesses were found dead of an apparent murder-suicide earlier this month, police said. Shortly before 9 p.m. on November the 6th, Kiana Burns, 44, shot and killed her husband, 46, Ronnell Burns, before turning the gun on herself, according to Sergeant Salvatore Ortega with the Sandy Springs Police. No one else was in the home at the time of the shootings, Ortega said. The couple founded For His Glory Ministries and Critique Designs Beauty and Barber Salon in their hometown of St. Louis before moving earlier this year, Kiana Burns said in an October Facebook Live video. Right now, my husband is at a retreat. I stayed back because we have our children here, she said. However, I just hopped on here because you have to be prepared for life changes no matter what it is that is taking place. I'm trying to encourage someone because things in your life can change for the good or the bad overnight, literally. And if you don't feel like you are a strong enough individual, some things may take you out. During the video, Burns said the move had been difficult for the couple and their children. The two have 8 children between them. Burns indicated she was struggling with her mental health. Like, real talk, I have some very positive people on my timeline and they help me through my gloomy days because, yes, I do have them, Burns said. Honestly, if I'm being totally perfectly honest, I'm having one right now. And the reason I'm going live is sometimes you got to reach out to tell people that you need love. You need support. You need care. You just need a hug. And honestly, you guys, I need that. I need that right now. Kiana Burns is seen dancing with a young girl in a Facebook post just hours before her death. One wedding, 2 funerals, the ministry of mental health. You know, this is very disturbing on so many different levels for me because not just the lives that were cut down in the summer of their lives, not living out their full potential on an optimal scale or level, but that all of the signs were there on Facebook and we missed it. We missed it. There may have been some people that have caught it, but we missed it. You know, this particular couple in the transition of moving from St. Louis to Atlanta, a new territory, a new domain that is very can be very challenging as far as trying to acclimate to a whole nother terrain, a whole nother geographical place, and the personalities to match, having 8 children between the two, and also being the leaders of their ministry, that can be very challenging. You know, oftentimes there are people that are screaming, but we don't hear them. And oftentimes we don't hear them because of the voices, the many voices of coronavirus, the pandemic, many voices of economic disparity, the many, many voices of, you know, racial issues, police brutality, the criminal injustice system, you know, our own loss and bereavement, our own trauma, family issues, just trying to survive in this system. We have so many voices that oftentimes we become very dull to the voices of the screams from people who are crying out for help. And don't think for one minute that just because a person jumps on Facebook that they have it all together. Some people do, but many people do not. And unfortunately, we live in a time whereas you can be whoever you want to be behind a keyboard or a smartphone. But that doesn't negate the true issues that lie beneath your gifts and your talents. How many people could hear Kiana screaming, "I need help"? Sometimes you will come in contact, as she said, paraphrasing, things that can change for the good or the bad overnight, and some things that can just take you out. we have to, in this world of so many voices, this world of so many oftentimes voices of propaganda and also our own issues, try to be as sensitive as possible to the Holy Spirit. Sensitive as possible as it relates to zeroing in on those telltale signs of a cry for help. You know, the word of the Most High says this in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. What is our soul? It's made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions, the soul. And oftentimes the soul can become so damaged because of life situations. The soul can become injured because of trauma, because of loss, because of grief, because of complex grief, complicated grief, because of acute trauma that can easily turn into a chronic trauma. And so it behooves us to understand oftentimes where we are. You know, a wise person wouldn't just get into a car and just drive it, just put gas in and just drive it and not check the oil, not rotate the tires, not change the filter, not indulge in preventive maintenance. If we can do that for our cars, how much more should we do for ourselves, meaning our psyche, our emotions? It's amazing to me how, and oftentimes, especially in the, you know, so-called black community, how we just, we shun mental health. We shun therapeutic help and assistance. We shun any type of counseling or coaching. But we need it the most. And being in this country for over 500 years, of unaddressed trauma, century after century, decade after decade, and how it has a residual effect from the first slave ship that land here, and also the indigenous servants that were here, and also the indigenous people that were here. We have unaddressed trauma and how it morphs into even more trauma. So if you have a toothache, we go to a dentist. You have a heart problem, you go see a cardiologist. If you have a problem with your feet, you go to a podiatrist. But when we have an emotional problem, if there's any kind of disorder that is taking place from a psychological standpoint, we go to the bar. We go to the strip club. We go shop it out. Or we go to church, we shout it out. I wonder how many of those shouts, and I'm an emotional person as well. I can be, and I am not one to quench emotions at all. I think that we should operate in what the Most High God has given us, emotions. But I wonder how many of the tears and how many of the shouting has nothing to do with the move of the Holy Spirit or the gratitude for the Holy Spirit, but it has to do that you're at a place of brokenness or at a place of a point of no return. The weightiness at that moment is just too difficult for you to bear, and you just need some kind of breakthrough in your life. The hidden issues. You know, this is basically a blueprint for us to just look at these two precious lives and souls that are physically gone from this plane forever, not to fulfill their earthly mission on an optimal level. I'm not sure what took place in their marriage. For me to indulge in that conversation is really conjecture. I honestly don't know. I don't know what took place for Kiana to kill her husband. I don't know what took place, but something took place. And then for her, as she killed her husband, or after killing her husband, to take herself out. You know, we have to be very cognizant of Facebook therapy. I really thank the Most High God. I really thank him for so many men and women that are touching so many lives. And I happen to be one of them because of the mandate that is on their lives, the mantle that they carry to be some true changers and to take people under their wing, to disciple them, to become much better, to do much more than they are doing. Take people out of darkness and introduce them to the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, Yeshua the Christ. But oftentimes, there are some people that may be gifted, may be talented, know how to hoop, know how to teach, know how to preach, know how to exegete the text, know how to give you so many different jewels pertaining to self-development and self-help and motivational speaking, but are struggling internally themselves. I want to speak to you today. Because when I look at the Burns family, I'm looking at the eight children that are not only motherless but fatherless. I'm looking at those who are attached to these family, the family members who are also affected by trauma, as well as the children. I'm also looking at the community, their church community, their members that are traumatized by the pastor being killed by the first lady, and now the first lady took her own life. I'm looking at the church leaders that are traumatized. I am looking at so many different dynamics of this particular situation that it really prompts us to look at this picture as reality, because we're talking about murder suicide that takes place. According to statistics, there are 11 murder suicides in America each week. So I'm speaking directly to the leaders. I'm speaking to you, sir. I'm speaking to you, ma'am. Yes, you are anointed. You're called by God. But if you need some help, listen, help is here. If you need some help, go and try to get you some help. There are therapists. There are counselors. There are even life coaches, and that we specialize in taking your issues upon ourselves. And speaking of such, we also have to take a look at some of the pressures of being a leader. So the Burns family were leaders in their church. And can you imagine being a pretty much a trash can for everyone else to dump their issues into? Whatever those issues are, you're taking them upon yourself. And so now you become nothing more than just, again, a vessel to bear everyone else's issues. But listen, every counselor needs a counselor. Every preacher needs a preacher. Every therapist needs a therapist. We have to go to someone that we can do likewise, to empty ourselves so that we can have a place of balance, that we can regain our equilibrium psychologically and emotionally. But perhaps this family didn't have anyone that they could go to. So oftentimes we begin to, because of hidden issues of trauma and loss and brokenness, we begin to dive into other things, other addictions, if you will, to quench the loss, to quench the trauma. I'm willing to bet that there were some issues, some traumatic issues that happened in Kiana's life, that this was basically the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. And so whatever was taking place in their family, in their marriage, it pushed her to the point of no return. It was definitely a trigger, and she pulled the trigger. And then she pulled the trigger again, but this time taking her own self out. One wedding, two funerals, the ministry of mental health. You know, I'm so mindful of the, you know, and I want to say this before I really get into, you know, the necessity of really seeking help. That oftentimes that there is such pressure upon so many leaders to live a life of Jesus, to be Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not him. I am not him at all. You cannot mention Ronald Zion and Yeshua, Jesus, in the same breath. I am not him at all. Are we aspiring to be like him? Yes, with the aid, with the exclusive aid of the Holy Spirit and the Word and just transformation. But oftentimes we place ministers, we place pastors, those of the fivefold, we place them at a place that they don't belong. And the pressure to now to meet everyone else's expectation, the pressure to now be this flawless person, the pressure to be, you know, the next Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua, is unreasonable. It is unreasonable and it's illogical. And it's setting yourself up for failure. And so oftentimes people cannot even be themselves. Because if in fact you do go to someone with an issue, how do you know that it's not going to be in the church bulletin next Sunday? If you are struggling with something and you are tired of struggling, how do you know that if you divulge your issues to someone that you entrust, that they will not use it against you to take your position? And so there's so many different dynamics here that speaks to the Burns family, Kiana and Ronell Burns. And so I really want to express here the necessity of seeking help. You know, I'm mindful of in scripture that Moses was fighting against the Amalekites, the children of Israel, their army was. Moses was on the top of a mountain. And the word says that whenever he raised his arms, both of his arms, like in a formation of a V, there was victory. Yahweh, he empowered and emboldened the Israelites to decimate the Amalekites. But he got tired of holding up his arms. And when he dropped his arms, then the Amalekites began to gain victory over the Israelites. And so Aaron and Hur stood by to see this behavior taking place. Wait a minute. Whenever he lifts his arms, we win. When he drops his arms, we lose. We got to do something about this. This man is tired. Aaron got one armed and lift up his arm. Hur was on the other arm and lifted up his arm. And victory took place. What a powerful demonstration. What an amazing blueprint that in the midst of ministry, you, pastor, apostle, bishop, evangelist, teacher, you get tired. Who's there to hold up your arms? In the midst of ministry, in the midst of seeing everyone else bless, but you are wrestling with some internal issues, perhaps your own trauma that's not dealt with. Perhaps there are some addictions that are there. Perhaps there is some low self-esteem and you need someone to validate you. Who's there in the midst of your fatigue and you being tired emotionally and psychologically? Who's there that you can trust to hold up your arms that you can have victory in your life?
God today.
This is why we need people, caregivers. I call it psychological first aid, the first responders, that can recognize someone who's talented, someone who is gifted, someone who has influence, but that they're tired and they're on the brink of no return. It's very important for us to recognize not just the gifts and the charisma, not the looks and not the wordplay, the silver tongue action of people, but that this can possibly be a person that is screaming out, I'm at the point of no return and I'm going to kill myself or I'm going to kill someone else. This is what we're called to as being disciples of Yeshua. We're called to move into position, to be used as instruments of healing. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage everyone under the sound of my voice. Whether you are in this situation, whether you know someone that the pressure of life, the trauma is so great that you feel like that in this temporary situation, I'm going to have to take a permanent decision by taking my life or taking someone else's life. Reach out to the suicide hotline. Reach out to other hotlines that are there. Reach out to your therapist, to your counselor. Reach out to someone that you can trust and that have shown themselves approved that they are trustworthy, not to take your insufficiencies, not to take your addictions, not to take your inadequacies and use them against you, but to take your trash that you dump into their trash can and to help you sort out, to move you to a place of healing and inner wholeness. This is where we are. And unfortunately, we're going to see more and more of murder suicides and suicides because we're in the last days. And there's systems that are at work to wear you out. There are systems that are at work. As the word says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and ruling spirits, spiritual darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places that are working through these systems to wear people out, to wear them down to the point of no return. But I thank Almighty God through his son, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, that through Yeshua HaMashiach, there is wholeness, there is peace, there is joy, there is soundness of mind. There is restoration, and most importantly, there is victory. And I just encourage you to seek out those individuals. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many degrees you have behind your name. You can have more degrees than a thermometer and still at the point of no return. I'm speaking to you, sir and ma'am, that help is only one phone call away. If you having some issues, hey, listen, you call our phone. You call our place of business here at the Shame Free Life. 980-352-0133. 980-352-0133. Call the office. If no one is there, definitely leave a message. We will contact you immediately because we are very serious about this, and there's so many others that are out there that are serious about the mental health status of people because the days are over. The days are over in church that we're not going to address mental health issues. When we see pastors that are taking their lives, pastors' wives that are taking their lives, killing one another off because of mental health issues that we want to just sweep under the rug. It's wonderful to pray. I believe in the power of prayer. Absolutely. We are nothing without prayer. But faith without works is dead. And even Jesus, Yeshua himself, he selected a physician to become one of his disciples. He selected a doctor. Now, what his practice was, I have no clue. But one thing I do know, there was a purpose in the great physician selecting an earthly physician to be in his fold. So I encourage you. Those of you in ministry, those of you in business, when you feel that life is too overwhelming, reach out to those that are designed to help you. There is no shame in saying that I need help. There is shame in allowing that which you're struggling with to overtake you and to cut you down in the summer of your life. Well, next time, we will definitely get together inside the Shame Free Life studio. I want you to, and I want myself to be very cognizant and to be very discerning of the times. When someone is crying out for help, I want you to look beyond the glamour of the person. I want you to look beyond the charisma, the wordplay, the talents and the gifts to discern, is this someone that's crying out for help? Well, go to our website, theshamefreelife.com, theshamefreelife.com. We definitely specialize as a team in CBT, cognitive behavior therapy, and also trauma recovery coaching, because we understand how life can be very difficult. And to try to rebuild what is broken can be very difficult, but it is definitely not difficult. It is a fixable situation when you have someone that can walk with you on your journey to wholeness. Until next time, I'm Ronald Zion. Your life begins when you say so.
Thank you for joining us on the Shame Free Life Radio Show. For 15 minutes of shame, follow us on IG and Twitter at Shame Free Life. For information on promoting your business with us, contact us at theshamefreelife@gmail.com. Until next time, your life begins when you say so.